This is the Sakha Muli of the 12th of July, 2025. Lessons. Sweet children, you have to become true Vaishnavas. Together with taking precautions with their diet, true Vaishnavas always remain pure. Question. By transforming which weakness into a virtue can your boat go across? Answer. Attachment is the biggest weakness. Because of attachment, the remembrance of relatives troubles you. There is the example of a monkey. When a relative dies, they continue to remember him for 12 months. They cover their faces and continue to weep because they constantly remember him. If you were harassed by remembrance of the father and you remembered him day and night in the same way, your boat would go across. It would be your great fortune for you to remember the Father in the same way as you remember your physical relatives. Om Shanti. The Father explains to you children every day, consider yourselves to be souls and sit in remembrance of the Father. Today Baba is adding to that. Don't just consider him to be the Father. You also have to consider him to be someone else. The main thing is the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, Shiva. He is also called God the Father. He is the ocean of knowledge too. Because he is the ocean of knowledge, he is also the teacher and teaches Raja Yoga. Only when this is explained can they understand that the true Father is teaching us. He tells us the practical aspect that he is the father of everyone and also the teacher and the bestower of salvation. Then he is also called the knowledgeful one. He is the father, teacher, purifier, and the ocean of knowledge. First of all, praise the father. He is teaching us. We are Brahma Kumars and Kumaris. Brahma too is a creation of Shiva Baba, and it is now the confluence age. The aim and objective is of Raja Yoga. He is teaching us Raja Yoga. Therefore, this proves that he is also our teacher and that this study is for the new world. While you are sitting here, make firm the things that you have to explain to others. You have to inculcate this knowledge into yourselves. You know that some are able to imbibe this more than others. Here too, the names of those who are clever in this knowledge are glorified. Their status also becomes high. Baba continues to show you the precautions you have to observe. You are becoming complete Vaishnavas. Vaishnavas means those who are vegetarian. They don't eat meat or drink alcohol, etc., but they do indulge in vice. In that case, what is the use of becoming a Vaishnava? They call themselves the ones who belong to the Vaishnava clan. This means that they don't eat onions and other tamoguni things, etc. You children know what the tamoguni things are. Some people are very good. They are all called religious-minded or devotees. Sannyasis are called pure souls, and those who give donations, etc., are called charitable souls. This proves that it is souls that give donations and perform charity. This is why it is said, a pure soul, a charitable soul. A soul is not immune to the effect of action. You should remember such very good terms. Sadhus are called great souls. It is not said great supreme soul. Therefore, it is wrong to say that God is omnipresent. They are all souls. There is a soul in every human being. Those who are educated try to prove that there is a soul in trees as well. They say that there is a soul in each of the 8.4 million species. They ask, how could all these things grow if there were no soul in them? The human soul cannot transmigrate into non-sentient things. Such things have been written in the scriptures. For instance, someone was pushed out of Indraprasth and turned to stone. The father now sits here and explains. He tells to you children, break away from all bodily relations and consider yourselves to be souls. Constantly remember me alone. You are now completing your 84th birth. You now have to become Sato Pradhan from Tamo Pradhan. This land of sorrow is an impure land. The land of peace and the land of happiness are pure lands. You understand this much. People bow down to the idols of the deities who resided in a land of happiness. This proves that there were pure souls in the new world of Bharat. They had a high status. Now people sing, I am without virtues, I have no virtues. It truly is like that. They have no virtues at all. Human beings have a lot of attachment. They constantly remember those who have died. It's in their intellects. This one was my child. When someone's husband or child dies, she continues to remember him. A widow would remember him so much for nearly 12 months. She covers her face and continues to weep all the time. If you were to cover your face and remember the father day and night in the same way, your boat would go across. The father says, just as you continue to remember your husband, remember me in the same way, and your sins will be absolved. The father showed you different ways of doing this. Continue to check your accounts. Today there was this much expenditure and this much profit. They calculate their balance every day. Some calculate it every month. It is most essential to do this here. The father tells you this again and again. The father says, you children are 100 times, 1,000 times, 1,000,000 times, 1,000,000,000 times, and multi-million times fortunate. You children who consider themselves to be fortunate would definitely be remembering the father so much. They will become roses. This has to be explained in a nutshell. You have to become fragrant flowers. The main thing is remembrance. Sannyasis use the term yoga. Your physical father wouldn't say, remember me. He wouldn't even ask you if you were remembering him. A father remembers his children, and his children remember their father all the time. That is the law. You have to be asked that here, because Maya makes you forget. When you come here, you understand that you are going to the Father. So let there be remembrance of the Father. This is why Baba has had these pictures created. You should also have these with you. First of all, begin with the praise of the Father. This is our Baba. In fact, he is everyone's Father. He is the bestower of salvation for all, the ocean of knowledge, and the knowledgeful one. Baba is giving us this knowledge of the beginning, middle, and end of the world cycle through which we become Trikaldashi. No human being in this world would be Trikaldashi. The father says, even Lakshmi and Narayan wouldn't be Trikaldashi. Of what use would it be for them to be Trikaldashi? You become this and make others the same. If Lakshmi and Narayan had this knowledge, it would have continued from time immemorial. However, destruction takes place in between. Therefore, it cannot continue from time immemorial. So you children have to remember this study very well. Your highest on high study takes place at the confluence age. When you don't stay in remembrance but become body conscious, Maya slaps you. When you have become 16 celestial degrees full, the preparations for destruction will also have been completed. They are making preparations for destruction, and you are making preparations to claim your imperishable status. There wasn't a war between the Kauravas and the Pandavas. The war was between the Kauravas and the Yadavas. Pakistan was created according to the drama. That began after you took birth. Now that the Father has come, everything has to happen in a practical way. It is of here that it is said, rivers of blood flow everywhere, and then there will be rivers of ghee. Even now, look, they continue to fight so much. Give us this particular city, or we will start a war. Don't pass through here. This is our path. What can they do? What would steamers be able to go across? Then they hold talks. They definitely have to ask others for advice. Whatever hopes they had of receiving help, they are finished for them. Civil war is fixed in the drama here. The Father now says, sweet children, become very, very sensible. When you leave here and go back to your homes, do not forget. You come here to accumulate an income. When you bring small children here, you remain bound to them. You have come here to the shores of the ocean of knowledge. Therefore, the more you earn, the better it is. Become busy doing this. You come here to fill your aprons with the imperishable jewels of this knowledge. People sing, O innocent Lord, fill our aprons. Devotees go in front of an image of Shankar and say, fill our aprons. They consider Shiva and Shankar to be one and the same. They say, Shiv Shankar Mahadev, the great deity. So the great deity is to be considered greater. Little things like this have to be understood very clearly. It is explained to you children. You are Brahmins and you are now receiving this knowledge. Human beings reform themselves by studying. Their activity and behavior become very good. You are now studying. Those who study the most and teach others have very good manners too. You would say that Mama and Baba have the best manners. This one is the senior mother. Baba enters him and creates you children. The mother and father are combined. These are such incognito matters. Just as you are studying, Mama too studied. She was then adopted. According to the drama, because she was very wise, she was named Saraswati. The Brahmaputra is the largest river. There is the meeting of the Brahmaputra with the ocean. This one is the biggest river, therefore he is also the mother. You sweetest children are uplifted so much. The Father only sees you children. He doesn't have to remember anyone else. This one soul has to remember the Father. The Father says, both of us look at you children. I, the soul, don't have to look at everything as a detached observer, but in the Father's company, I also look at everything in that way. I am staying with the Father after all. I am his child, and I look at everything with him. I become the master of the world and tour around everywhere as though I am doing everything. I give drishti. Everything, including this body, has to be forgotten. It is as though the child and the father become one. Therefore, the father explains, make a lot of effort. Truly, Mama and Baba do the most service. In households too, the mothers and fathers do a lot of service. Those who do service will definitely claim a high status. Therefore, you should follow them. Just as the father uplifts those who defame him, so you have to follow the father in the same way. You have to understand the meaning of that. The father says, remember me and don't listen to anyone else. When anyone says anything, listen, but do not listen. Simply continue to smile and he will automatically cool down. Baba has told you that when someone becomes angry with you, shower flowers on him. Tell him, you are defaming me and I am uplifting you. The father himself says, human beings of the whole world defame me. They have caused me so much defamation by saying that I am omnipresent. However, I still uplift everyone. You children are also those who have to uplift everyone. Just think about what you were and what you are going to become. You are becoming the masters of the world. You never even thought or dreamt of this. Many had visions while sitting at home. However, nothing happens through visions. The tree will gradually continue to grow. The sapling of the new divine tree is being planted. You children know that your garden of divine flowers is now being created. In the golden age, there will only be deities. That period is going to come again. The cycle continues to turn. You are the ones who will take 84 births. Where would other souls come from? None of the souls that are in the drama can be liberated from their parts. This cycle continues to turn. Souls never become smaller. They don't become bigger or smaller. The father explains to you sweetest children. He says, children, become bestowers of happiness. A mother would tell her children not to fight among themselves. The unlimited father tells you children, the pilgrimage of remembrance is very easy. You have been going on those pilgrimages for birth after birth. In spite of that, you souls have continued to come down the ladder and become sinful. The father says, this is a spiritual pilgrimage. You don't have to return to this land of death. People return from those pilgrimages, but remain the same as they were before they went. You know that you are going to go to heaven. Heaven used to exist, and it will exist again. This cycle has to turn. There is only the one world. There is not another world in the stars, etc. People beat their heads so much to go up there to see what is there. While they are beating their heads, death will come to them. All of that is science. What will happen once they reach there? Death is standing ahead. On the one hand, they go up above and do research. On the other hand, they continue to manufacture bombs for death. Look at what the intellects of human beings are like. They understand that someone is inspiring them to do all of that. They themselves say that a world war will definitely take place. It will be that same Mahabharat war. The more effort you children make, the more you will benefit others. You are children of Kuda, God, anyway. God has made you his children. Therefore, you become gods and goddesses. Lakshmi and Narayan are called a goddess and a god. people believe that Krishna is God. Not as many believe in Radhe. There is praise of Saraswati, but not of Radhe. An urn has been shown on Lakshmi. They have made that mistake as well. They have given Saraswati many names. You are the same ones. You are worshipped as goddesses, and you are also worshipped as souls. The father continues to explain everything to you children. Acha. To you sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bhavdara. The spiritual father says namaste to you spiritual children, and the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father, Essence Vradona. The father uplifts those who defame him. Therefore, follow the father. When someone says anything, listen but do not listen. Simply continue to smile. Only listen to the one father. Second point, become bestowers of happiness and give happiness to everyone. Don't fight or quarrel amongst yourselves. Become wise and fill your aprons with the imperishable jewels of this knowledge. Blessing, may you become a constantly powerful soul by going to the bottom of the ocean and attaining the jewels of experience. In order to become a powerful soul, practice every speciality, every power, and every main point of this knowledge in yoga. No type of obstacle can stay in front of a soul who practices everything and who is lost in love. Therefore, sit in your laboratory of practice. Until now, you have only been skimming the surface of the ocean of this knowledge, the ocean of virtues, and the ocean of powers. Now go to the bottom of the ocean, and you will receive many types of unique jewels of experience and become a powerful soul. Slogan, impurity invokes evil spirits of vice. And so make even your thoughts become pure. Avyak signal, accumulate the power of thoughts and become an instrument for elevated service. Brahma especially invoked you children with elevated thoughts. That is, he created the creation. And this creation through thoughts was not a small thing. The elevated, powerful thoughts inspired and brought close the souls out from behind the curtains of the different religions. In the same way, you children also have to have elevated and powerful thoughts. Do not use the power of your thoughts too much. Do not waste it. By having elevated thoughts, your attainment will also be elevated. Om Shanti.